This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight. Now, thank you to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch for keeping America rolling along. That goes along, of course, for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the big rigs delivering things all across the country, and, of course, for Felix and the gang with the bulk mail center deliveries from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, so you get your mail to get delivered today. And there's suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, as well as the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse and Amazon drivers. We want to thank them very much for listening to us and telling their friends about us. And you can follow us on Facebook. That would be the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is very simple, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, very good friend of the show, as well as the host of a show called Military Matters, and he's retired United States Army, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this morning, as always.
Always a pleasure. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, and I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've been talking about a lot of things this morning. A lot of calls kind of changed our direction a couple times. But the big thing that everybody's concerned about right now is the rail strike. Are they or aren't they?
Yeah, every day it seems to be a little bit different. Of course, if we listen to the administration back months and months ago, he said, oh, well, we got the solution. Of course, that turned out to be...
Oh, they had it solved. They had it solved, Colonel.
Yeah. Turned out to be fake news, and that it appears that maybe, just maybe, it'll be averted, but who knows? Today we may learn otherwise, you look around the world and all that, unions are trying to feel their oats after being in a decline for decades, and they found that these kind of things got answered. But I enjoyed the discussion earlier, because I remember back when the air traffic controllers, and I liked the discussion about the Taft-Hartley Act and things
right.
like that. You all spoke about that much more in a much more learned way than I can, but I'm very familiar with that, and so we'll see. It'd be interesting to see if this Democratic president would invoke the Taft-Hartley Act and would have the cojones said he paid a political price, Ronald Reagan did, when he fired air traffic controllers. It'll be interesting to see.
Yes, he did. He lost control of the House of Representatives the next time around, kept control of the Senate, but lost the House and made things a little exciting for a while. But once they got the air controllers back on track and had the military guys in there, along with the civilians that they were training, they were fine.
That's right. And I think, historically speaking, it says, hey, in the long run, they did a good thing. If you're just pro-union, no matter what, the union's never wrong. And then, of course, you'll never give up on that. You'll still, to this day, I know folks that are would want to spit on Reagan's grave over that, but that is what it is. But historically speaking, outcome speaking, it turned out to have been the right thing to do for the country. Now, I hope it doesn't come to that point, because that is an extraordinary measure to do that.
Yeah.
But if you got recalcitrant folks and the law is violated and all that, and there is a genuine, not a perceived, but a genuine threat to security, whether it be domestic or international, that it's got to be dealt with.
Yep. Now, Kevin McCarthy will have a very slim edge. By the way, that went up by one. They had a death yesterday. A Virginia congressman died. So that will technically give the Democrats one less seat in Congress. They'll have 90 days if they expedite it to have an election and put another person in there. Depends on how fast Nancy Pelosi can operate. But Kevin McCarthy will have a one more seat advantage. And he said yesterday, he said the House GOP has got to work together with the other side to get things done. It's just got to be a team effort here. We'll see. We'll see.
Captain. Yeah, I just got one thought on that. When we say that McCarthy will have a slim edge, at this point, the Republicans will have a slim edge, because
yep,
it's not a foregone conclusion that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the Speaker of the House. There's still four or five holdouts out of the Freedom Caucus that said they won't go there. And there's, as you know, there's a couple of folks I've looked at Republican convention in other states, and they are not backing McCarthy as being the guy in the Republican Party. And down here in Florida, there's been movements that in the Liberty Caucus actually come out and said that our guy from Arizona, Biggs, is the guy that ought to be the Speaker of the House. And, of course, there's at least one other Freedom Caucus guy. So we'll see how that really turns out. In the end, it may be McCarthy. But, yeah, the Republicans got a slim edge. But McCarthy's edge is even slimmer.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more. And I was thinking, let's see, it's a guy in Ohio, Jim Jordan. He's the one I was thinking they'd have. But we'll see. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear Frank on Friday. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of Military Matters, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, they've got dealerships in Crystal River. The flagship store, of course, is located in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue side by side here in Tampa. And the all new, brand new, boy, you want to check that place out, dealership up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway that's up there, just this side of it. And it's maybe a couple hundred yards to the east of the paid highway there. Everybody knows about the toll road that's up there. So there you go. And while you're there, take a look at everything they have in stock. And remember this, you serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMTs or firefighters or police, or church pastors, get a great offer afforded to you for the job that you've been doing to your country as well as your community. And don't forget that you'll also be able to get Moss Care on the vehicle you buy, new or certified pre-owned, whichever comes with Moss Care. That's free oil changes as well as free tire rotations. Clean trade-ins, oh, yeah, they'll give you a bunch of money for that because they're still worth more money than what you think they are. So take advantage of what's going on. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door for you, too. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, it's always a pleasure when we get together because there's always something along the line that seems to happen that changes things a little bit. And unfortunately for the Democrats, they've lost a number in the Congress, a member. Virginia congressman's passing 61 years old. He apparently had colon cancer. This was not a surprise. He was doing very poorly. He just got reelected. But now, for 90 days at least, they'll be down that vote, down one vote.
Yeah, of course, he's from the Richmond area, an area I'm familiar with because I went to school there when I was in active duty many times. So, and it's gone more left than the time when I lived there or I was stationed there as well. But yeah, he was sick since 2013, so it got the better of him this time. That's sad. And boy, it's just a little over a week after being reelected. That's interesting. But yeah, the special election to fill a slot will be interesting. It'll be another Democrat, but you know, we're at the point. It's such a close margin between Republicans and Democrats in the House that
right.
The kind of Democrat, the kind of Republican that you bring in makes all the difference in the world. So every race gets followed very carefully, not as carefully as the runoff election in Georgia. You know, they set records for early voter turnout yesterday in the state of Georgia, which shouldn't surprise anybody. But, yeah, it's staying true to form. It's got the nation's attention. It's certainly got Georgia's attention.
Well, we're hearing, and I'm not paying too much attention to it because I don't really believe it, we're hearing that Mr. Warnock has still got a fairly comfortable lead. But, again, I'm not buying it.
I don't buy that one bit. It's certainly not a comfortable lead. By some polls, maybe a slight lead. It's got funny, and Kemp is starting to go around the state and talking, and Kemp won, not by a humongous margin, but a pretty healthy margin. So we'll see how it goes. It's not going to be easy because, you know what, absolutely. This is one that the good guys need to win, but our candidate there for the Senate has not been the absolute strongest candidate among all those that we put forth to win the Senate seats across the nation. But it is what it is, and I certainly is one that if I was in Georgia, it's not one I would just ignore the race for. I'd be out there doing it.
Now, we had a clash on the Mexican side of the border yesterday between Mexican authorities and Venezuelan migrants waiting to come in. And I don't know exactly what got it started, but you had several hundred people going at each other, total, both sides of the aisle there.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how the countries that kind of lay low for a while, all of a sudden come up, and of course, Venezuela, with Chevron given a go-ahead by the administration to drill there when we're doing everything in our power to defer drilling right here. But yeah, then you hear this with and you hear the Venezuelan president coming out. It's interesting. And, of course, with the World Cup going on, that crazy power of Iran and what they've got going on, it's just, yeah, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch it every day because something different. Then it's got odd ways of spilling out, either unrelated or related, but all things kind of tie together when you talk globally, when you look at our southern border and you got people that you come across that are certainly not Mexicans, but they're Hondurans, Venezuelans, everywhere.
Yeah, then you got the ones that are trying to look like Mexicans that speak Spanish, but they may not be from Mexico. They might be from South Korea, or not South Korea, sorry, Southeast Asia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a great influx. And,
yeah.
Of course, that's some of the most ignored, but the most one that we should not ignore is that the most greatest Muslim extremists are there in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, they are.
And most people don't mind that because they just kind of do their thing down there. And the Chinese certainly are not Muslim things, but they like to foment that kind of thing everywhere because it plays to their favor.
Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line. We have a caller. I'm not sure who this is. I think I know who it is, but we'll find out in a minute. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is a caller formerly known as Eric and Seminole. Hey,
hello, Eric and Seminole, by way of transplant to Tennessee, but you can go back anytime you want.
Yeah, roger that, sir. Hey, roger that.
Doesn't snow here, remember?
Yeah, roger that. Hey, real quick, it's a question, it's a open-ended question for either or both of you, and one final question specifically for the colonel there. So did I understand you correctly, Captain, when you said that Kevin McCarthy said that, quote, or so I'm paraphrasing, that we need to work together with the other side to get things done? Well, that sounds, respectfully, that sounds more like establishment mishmash and uniparty and unitarianism that's going on. That should tell people everything, in my opinion, that everything that people should know regarding his, how should I say, fervent support of the establishment versus what is necessary to get this country back on a constitutional, Republican, small R track to fix this country. That's the first one. The second one is, Colonel, I was wondering if you can, with the cold weather approaching and the freezing temperatures beginning to approach in Ukraine, if you could address what potentially is coming from the Russian Federation on offensives against the Ukrainians once the ground is a hard freeze for several weeks regarding armored tracked vehicles. And I'll take my answers and opinions off the air. Thanks, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, I'll start with the first one. I think he's onto something right there. That's precisely why stalwart conservatives in the Republican Party nationwide are not that enamored about McCarthy, because McCarthy's got a record about not playing nice with America First folks and all that. And that's why guys like Biggs out of Arizona and Jim Jordan out of Ohio are being sought after as alternatives. So it's not a foregone conclusion that he'll be the speaker in January. But to his second question, I don't expect a full-scale initiative in the winter, and I'm just guessing based upon my thoughts and what I've read, given the winter months. I think they will definitely try to use that to their advantage, but that's mainly not by means of on-the-ground offensive, but continuing what they're doing to cut the energy supplies and things like that. To make the Ukrainians suffer and hurt as a result of the harsh winter. So probably the best thing that we can do is to minimize that impact with Ukraine. But the Russians, even when they were able to do ground scale invasion, they didn't do it, but that was mainly a command and control kind of thing, which they haven't got to. It wasn't because they were prevented because of the geography or the ability to travel to do that. It was command and control because they didn't have good command and control.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought, sir. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, coming up December 1st, you're going to want to hear this. You're going to hear it now.
This is Kyle Warren. The Captain's America Third Watch is proud to announce new affiliates to the program. Starting December 1st, we're on the air in Orlando, Florida on AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer. Also starting December 1st, you can hear us in Reno, Nevada on AM 1060 and FM 94.9.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After claiming victory earlier this year for resolving the railroad union's labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Jeff. And you'll see Jeff again. Let's see. Thursday down in Sarasota, or Bradenton, rather, at Mixon's Grossat Cafe when the Colonel and I will be there and a lot of our friends for our Have Lunch with the Captain series, first Thursday of the month down there at Mixon's Fruit Farm. But in the meantime, Relief Factor brings you this part of the program. And I've been taking Relief Factor religiously every day for the last 8+ years. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. If you're struggling with nagging back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee or ankle or foot or leg or wrist or hand, elbow pain that won't go away, this is a product that I'd be willing to bet you would work for you. Because, you see, it's all natural. There are no narcotics in it. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are natural ingredients that help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, pain, suffering, swelling, and it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. And it'll work on more than one source, too. It's happened to me several times. My back hurts, my leg hurts. My leg hurts, my shoulder hurts. My shoulder hurts, my leg hurts, my ankle hurts, whatever. But you get my drift. 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and see what it'll do for you. $19.95 on the three-week quick start. It worked for me, and I believe it probably would work for you, too. Give it a try. All right, back to retired Lieutenant Army Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, I'll get it right in a minute, Kevin Wright.
I answer many things, but you got it right.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are days, and there was somebody that had some. I had to interview a foreign officer one day, and he had the wackiest title that I've ever heard in my life. It was Command Major, Sergeant General, and all that stuff. And I was like, what the hell is this? But anyway, he was a British. But who knows? But it was all a whole bunch of things, but it was fun. It was fun.
It's taken me a while to get accommodated to the Navy ranks here in the United States Navy.
Yeah.
Because they're the most different from what I grew up with in the Army, but I've gotten it down now, but it took a while.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we heard about the Canadian trucker protests and what happened there with our beloved President Joe Biden and his wrecking crew, that the Canadian truckers... when they went on strike against the vaccine mandates, President Joe Biden and other U.S. officials reportedly urged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his administration to stop this demonstration over fears of how it could affect the economy in the United States. They were afraid that would reflect us down here, and the Canadian officials revealed that information in an investigation into the government's protest response just in the last couple of days.
Yeah, the Canadian officials revealed. That's the key thing.
That's right.
You and I remember when that occurred.
I do.
It was a lot of head scratching when he says, what the heck? Why isn't this going there? This is the honest reaction by Canada. And to find out from the Canadians that this administration intervened to try to stop that, reflection is not a surprise, is it?
No.
It's not one bit of a surprise. But, you know, of all the things you take a look at and you say, man, this is almost downright treasonous. Mark this up in that column. It's at the very least, it's anti-American. It's anti-American free enterprise. It's anti, the Americans that make America work, if not treasonous. But, boy. When you start to tally up, you got to say, man, this administration has not been good for America. It's not been good for Americans.
By the way, George Godfather saying hello.
All right. Godfather, George.
Yep. We got you on the radar there, George. So noted. Yeah. Heck of a guy and one of the best people going. And, of course, he missed a great breakfast yesterday. I know he was busy doing something else, but we had a good crew yesterday at the Village Inn. I do that every now and then. I don't do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's great. I can have to. And I saw pictures of that event, and the breakfast started to make me salivate like a Pavlov.
I made you hungry.
You did, and I hadn't had my breakfast yet. But I'm sorry, George wasn't able to be there yet. But he can't fly. Even on his Harley, he can't ride underneath the radar. He's always out there in our radar, if nobody else's.
Yeah, well, we're going to get something going together. You've got your group there that's down there in Bradenton, and I'm going to start probably in January getting down there a little bit more. So I'll be spending a little bit of time down there in that area because those were my old stomping grounds, and the people down there, they're always asking me, when are you coming? When are you coming? Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be? So we'll give them a chance.
Yeah, we'd be delighted. Of course, now everybody's looking towards these locally in the state of Florida, the local county executive committee Republican Party election.
Right.
And then, of course, at the national level, of course, Mike Lindell, who you're intimately familiar with.
I am.
Said that he's going to take on to be the chairman of the national GOP. And related to that, although a separate effort, there was an open letter to General Flynn to try to get him try to compete to be the head of the Florida GOP. So things get curiouser and curiouser. And, of course, he's out of Sarasota, which right now is the epicenter of the Florida GOP because the chairman, vice chairman, all are out of Sarasota right now. And you've spent as much time in Sarasota as some of these folks that only travel down here for a couple winter months. And so, yeah, I know that you're very interested. So we'd be delighted to have you down south of the Manatee River as much. And I got some folks from south of Sarasota that I'm going to look at to be a part of our panel in January. So it should be very interesting, bringing together north and south here in the center in Manatee County.
Well, I want to go on the record right now and tell everybody December the 20th at the Tampa Bay Trump Club at the Icott Center in, it's called St. Pete, but it's not. It's Clearwater, but it's not. It's Largo right there, Olmerton at about 53rd or so. We're going to have Lieutenant General Mike Flynn will be our speaker that night.
I know. I saw that, and I thought, oh, man, if I could take in out what I can't. But I'm delighted. I find General Mike Flynn to be intriguing, and he's become increasingly intriguing since his time, both when he was becoming National Security Director for the Trump administration, but in the time since then, I've been very curious, worthwhile following, and he's put a lot of energy into Suncoast conservative politics, and I'm glad to see that because he's been. From my way of looking, positive influence more so than maybe some of the folks that haven't been as thoughtful and, about their advocacy and their intervention in party and conservative politics in the state of Florida.
All right, well, let's wrap things up with Arizona because Arizona has not settled who the winner is going to be because not every county is going to turn in their votes because they don't like the fact that Maricopa is going to certify somebody without having a bona fide audit.
Yeah, and it's not just Maricopa and all that, but you're right. Both the county GOP officials, election officials, one in Arizona and one in Pennsylvania, of all places, and not so much for the governor's race here, but for the other Republican races,
right.
Both refused to certify the results.
Yep. So consequently, that's a race that hasn't been certified yet, and it's going to stay that way for a little while. It's going to take a judge and a court to settle this. They don't want it to go there, but it's going to go there.
That's right. And the Democrats will say this, and they tie it to January 6th, say that, oh, it's anti-democratic. Baloney. This is the same thing that Democrats have done always, since their inception almost, and it's just the Republicans have gotten wiser about how at the very local level, things like that has national impact and effects. Even if in the end you don't win out with a result in that thing, it brings attention to it and it influences things like, say, the Georgia runoff a race in the Senate. It has impact. Mm-hmm. It's important.
All right, well, Colonel, I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. You'll be on the air, of course, with me on Thursday, but I look forward to seeing you down there at Mixon's on Thursday. In the meantime, have yourself a great day and stay low.
I will, Captain. You have a great day. See you
All right. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, of course, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I shall return with more. Don't go nowhere. One more segment coming up. For Tuesday.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Come on out there. We always have a good time over at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays when we have our lunches over there. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, this broadcast, of course, one of my longest-running sponsors has been Dominic's Blinds of Sarasota. Been with me ever since I started, day one. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right down there across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area down there, Sarasota, as well as the local Tampa Bay area. Call them for more information on that, 941-922-2345. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, their phone number,
941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call that number to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time in the number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a little coin. Now, I've been asked to explain what I was talking about with the truckers' protest up there in Canada. And I'd be more than happy to, because I was on top of that from day one. I had interviews with some of the guys that were involved in that, as you well know. I had emails going back and forth. I had messages going back and forth, the whole nine yards. Now, what happened was, during the Canadian trucker protests earlier this year against vaccine mandates, President Joe Biden and other U.S. officials reportedly urged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his administration to stop them over fears of how it would affect the economy. Now, Canadian officials revealed this information in an investigation into the government's protest response. Now, what the commission found was the White House told Canada's finance minister that American car plants would shut down if protesters blocked vital trade routes. Canada was also contacted by transportation and national security officials here in the United States. Eventually, the president spoke over the phone with Trudeau himself, admitting that vaccine mandate protests were a shared problem for the two leaders, according to a Canadian official. Now, days later, Trudeau turned around and invoked an unprecedented emergency power to stop the protest. The government began restricting travel, freezing protesters' bank accounts, and threatening to arrest tow drivers who wouldn't tow protester vehicles. Now, why this all matters is pretty simple. The Freedom Convoy protests were a uniquely peaceful response to Canada's arbitrary, unscientific mandate that threatened thousands of truckers' jobs. America, a nation founded on freedom, used its influence to encourage authoritative measures against the protesters without condemning the police for the brutality that founded, when they would get in there and just beat the hell out of somebody with a nightstick for being in the wrong place and then drag them out to jail. That happened more than once for anybody that was paying attention. Again, we had them calling this show. We had them talking to us. And one of the reasons they did that is because they know that we talked to a bunch of truck drivers. And they listened to the program. Now we've got China in the mix. Chinese citizens have endured some of the harshest pandemic lockdowns around the globe. And what's happening, a fire in a Chinese apartment complex last Thursday, killed 10 people because the firefighters couldn't get in because they welded the doors shut. The Chinese officials welded the doors shut. Killed 10 people. Way to go, huh? And what you got going on now out in the streets are the largest uprising of protesters since 1989, including Tiananmen Square. Now, these protests are a cry for freedom against pandemic lockdowns and censorship and ultimately China's autocratic oppressive government, President Xi, and the fact that these people want him to go. They want him gone. Will it happen? Probably not. But I can understand where they've at least got to try. And that's what they're doing. Now, we're hearing about U.S. shoppers spending a record $9.12 billion online this Black Friday, up 2.3% from last year, as consumers weathered the squeeze from high inflation and grabbed steep discounts on everything from smartphones to toys. We're also hearing that more than 40% of U.S. small business and their owners say they couldn't pay rent on time or in full during the month of November, the highest so far this year. And what are we doing about it? Well, we're going to buy gas from Venezuela. Why? Because it's cheaper. Cheaper. But it's not the same quality. The oil that produces their gasoline is not the same quality as ours. It's very dirty. And it runs rough in these newer cars. You wait till they get that gasoline in the newer cars and the cars start to run like a dump truck. You wait till that happens and see what happens next. All right. Hold the fort. Hold the line here. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do something a little bit early. Let's see. Where are we? There we go. Okay, get ready, because we got something we're going to do here. We're going to bring the infamous Todd in Tampa on the program here after we bring him in with his intro.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies, and to the 320 million Americans listening to me now and on this station.
Not that many.
Yeah, they're the captain. You got they hear what I have to say. I can guarantee you that.
There's not that many listening, though. Trust me.
I'm telling you, by the time we're done at 6:05, the Democrats are working on what we said. Let me say this: Donald Trump won in a landslide. He came out of nowhere. You understand what happened here? Every time in life, they say you got to start at the bottom and work your way up. You got to start at the bottom and work your way up. That's why they would never let me be a head coach in Detroit, because they say I have no coaching experience, even though they haven't won for 50 years. They would rather lose and be in last place. Yeah, that's how stupid they are. Donald Trump came out of nowhere as a businessman, successful, okay, and beat everybody and dominated. He smoked them. Okay, and that's why. And let me say something to you, fake Republicans out there. Okay, you're not tough enough. You're not smart enough. The other day, they stuck a microphone in McCarthy's face, and then they say, "Well, are you supporting Donald Trump?" What he should have said is, "I'm supporting the greatest president in American history for the American people." Okay, that would be Donald John Trump, who did more for the American people, blacks, African Americans, Puerto Ricans, Sicilians, and every other American, and he didn't sell out the country to China and Russia. That's who I'm supporting. That's what he should say. By the way, Mitch McConnell, did you give Herschel another $50 million to win this Georgia race? I don't want to talk about Georgia. I don't want to hear about Georgia. All I know is Herschel Walker is Georgia, and he better win in a landslide victory in Georgia. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. And there's not. And I've dated the prettiest girls in the world, and there's nothing hotter than a woman for Trump. He's choose to stand, take dominion.
Okay. All righty. I had several comments made to me online during that comment, but no, we don't have that many listeners. Nice going, Todd. I know what the numbers are. We see them. So anyway, and they're not bad. Okay, we'll be back tonight, but in the meantime, today, 11:30 to 1:30, have lunch for the captain, Wes Waters, over there at Mission Barbecue. See you there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.